By the way, Hans Zimmer is roped in to score the new Bond team. Famed composer, of course, the man behind Inception and Gladiator, has been drafted in last minute to score the latest Bond flick, No Time to Die, 3 months, just 3 months before its release. He replaces Don Romea, who departs the production company, Eon Productions, due to creative differences. This will actually mark the first time in the 58-year history of Bond films the composer has been replaced during post-production. Bond feels, for me at least, have always been associated with the theme song. So for Hans Zimmer taking the helm, if anything, it elevates expectation for the film. No news as of yet of who will record and perform the title song, but it's worth saying that both teams for Skyfall and Spectre, performed by both Adele and Sam Smith, both won Oscars.
I think it's not tough for Hans Zimmer to, you know, come up with the new score in 3 months. Just play one note. That's how you can get the Hans Zimmer sound, right?
The Hans Zimmer way, that's right.
All right, up next, Dolby Atmos music. So when it comes to music, we've been stuck with just two options, right? There's mono or stereo.
That's right.
Mono being one speaker, stereo being two speakers.
First world problems.
Yeah, and that has been the way we consume our music for many, many years, right? But a new challenger has come into the picture, introducing the Dolby Atmos music. It's music that has been recorded and produced, and it enables you to have a 3D audio sound. But Dolby would like to call it an immersive listening experience, marketing lah. So in a traditional setting, despite having 100 tracks in a multi-track recording of a single song, everything is eventually channeled into just two speakers, one or two speakers, either left, right, or just mono, right? But with Dolby Atmos music, producers can pump up their music into up to 34 separate speakers.
It's crazy.
Including speakers that you can that can direct sound down towards the listeners, so the speaker can hang from the ceiling as well for a real 360 immersion. Mm. For now, this function is only available for Amazon Music HD and Tidal Hi-Fi, and you would need the Dolby Atmos compatible speakers or headphones, but I think it's only a matter of time before this technology like trickles down to the rest of us and it's made cheaper and more available for everybody. But I don't know, man. I'm pretty excited for this new technology.
Yeah.
Imagine having the feeling of sitting in the middle of your favorite band and the sound's coming from
everywhere,
direction,
yeah,
including from behind as well.
I'm just thinking about the sound that you know, go to the cinemas and you can have that at home now. That'll be so perfect. I mean, obviously you have to get the right speakers
and
stuff.
It probably changes how people would consume music. Maybe all those audio hi-fi systems would be more in trend with this new technology.
Yeah.
It would even like cause people to hang out in the living room more, or like friends that have this Dolby Atmos system so that you guys can all sit in the middle and enjoy music like hearing it for the very first time.
Yeah, cool. Exciting future. Speaking about consuming music, we have a story on how Spotify, they're about to introduce a new feature. It's called Taste Buds, in an effort to revive social discovery. So the streaming giant in the coming months will introduce a new feature in their app, a feature that lets you see what your friends have been listening to and discover new music through them. Spotify, as of now, if you're not using the desktop app, if you're using anything else, it's notably low on social features, even with stuff like the collaborative playlist feature and an option to view French Republic activity. This feature, the Taste Buds feature, will go against what the platform have been utilizing for years. For years, it has been recommending music that's generated through algorithms. Mm. Hence, this will mark a new direction, I guess, for Spotify. It's worth saying, though, that a few other social features have been experimented with by Spotify but never launched. Those include a Friends Weekly playlist and a shared queue social listening feature that let you and your friends play songs simultaneously while apart.
Wow. You know, I read somewhere that Spotify wanted to have more control over what is popular, and they wanted to dictate what they wanted to push.
They wanted to curate popular music.
Yeah,
right?
So they did not want Spotify users to learn about new tracks from their friends through like all these social kind of things. So that's what I read.
I don't want to believe that, man.
but it's kind of possible as well, right?
Yeah.
Where if they want to push a certain artist, then they just want you to listen to that, and they call it algorithms.
So this thing, Taste Buds, might actually, you know, benefit and make us listen to a lot more music than we normally do.
Exciting. Up next, one of the biggest consumer technology shows, CES 2020, is happening right now. Apparently, our very own Jeff Sandu from TechTalk is there right now. Very jealous. But that's where companies flex all their futuristic concepts and products. Believe it or not, one particular shower head has caught the attention of many, but it's not just any shower head. It's an Alexa-equipped shower head speaker. So it's made by Kohler and Harman Kardon. The showerhead speakers are the first of its kind to include Alexa functionalities. But when it comes to showerhead speakers, it's been available for quite some time now. Surprisingly, I just found out about
that. Okay, yeah, today is the first time I heard about it too. Yeah,
but this is the very first Alexa-equipped showerhead speaker, which means it's now possible to skip songs based on your voice command. So I'm pretty sure there are moments where if you're one of those that listen to music in the shower, and if you want to skip a song, if your hands are soapy, I guess you have to wait until you rinse everything off, right?
Again, first world problems.
But now it's possible. You know, even though it sounds very, it's like an it sounds like you'd be wasting money on something like this, but I can see myself using it.
Yeah, I can see people using it.
Because I'm pretty lo-fi. Normally, I'll just put my handphone in a glass cup. But that affects the sound, obviously.
That works too, actually. Yeah. But, you know, shower head speakers, there'll be something that'll be pretty interesting in the future. And I just can't think of, you know, I'm excited to see what kind of inventions are coming up in the next 10 years when it relates to music. You know, you hear of things like caps with headphones. You don't even have to put headphones in your ears these days. It goes through your bone.
Well, speaking of sound that's like detected through your bone, I think Bose, you know, the audio company, recently came up with sunglasses with that exact bone sound technology.
Sunglasses cooler than caps.
Well, But like, if you use it indoors in a mall just to listen to music, you look pretty funky.
That's right. We're coming up to the end of today's show. But do remember that we are still open for your thoughts on our previous two stories. Feel free to WhatsApp us 018-789-889 or tweet us at BFM Radio. Great, we have a couple more new tracks on the way.
Yep, up next is a tune from Jacob Collier and his new friend, Daniel Caesar.
New friend.
Yeah, so in this next tune, a lot of people have mentioned how it sounds like D'Angelo, like prime D'Angelo in terms of the fatness of the neo soul beats. And many were surprised that they would hear this kind of sound from Jacob Collier because the kicks are fat, the bass is groovy.
I've not heard it yet. I'm excited.
So let's check it out. Here's Jacob Collier and Daniel Caesar with Time Alone With You right here on The Pulse, BFM 89.9.